"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com. Hey, it's the John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody. There's expected to be this hour, they're saying around 3:15 our time, a news conference out of New York City over the subway shooting this morning. Thankfully, so far, hope that holes hasn't killed anybody, and they're still looking for the suspect who released smoke bombs and then opened fire and then fled about 8:20 this morning. We'll see what's new from the update coming up, hopefully later this hour.
Well, you'd have to be about 50 years old to have a real memory of the last time inflation was this high on an annual basis. The numbers for March show the consumer price index is up 8.5% compared to a year ago, biggest increase since December 1981. And March itself was pretty bad. We're going to talk now to Caleb Silver. He's the Investopedia editor-in-chief to explain what's going on here. Caleb, how are you?
Good to be with you. Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark was the top movie in 1981, and Betty Davis Eyes, the number one song. But prices were sky high back then, and they're reaching those levels, or not quite those levels right now. The good news is we may have hit the peak.
Yeah, so most people, this is only a twice-in-a-lifetime or once-in-a-lifetime set of circumstances. I mean, on the whole, this kind of inflation is rare for the United States.
Absolutely. We've had stubbornly low inflation for years. That's been a real concern for the Federal Reserve, but we've never had a pandemic where we had to shut our economy on a dime and then light it right back up again. And that demand from relighting the economy back up, plus the stimulus checks, plus the supply chain issues, and now the Russia-Ukraine instability, that's driven prices up to this 41-year high on an annualized basis.
So that's four major reasons. Is there anything the current government can do about it? I know everybody wants the Biden administration to do something, but practically, is there something?
Well, part of the reason for the inflation is high energy prices and high gasoline prices, and you know that better than anyone out in California. So he's allowing a little more ethanol, the Biden administration, into gasoline for the summer. That should help supply. He's releasing 1 million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. We use 20 million a day, so a little more than a drop in the bucket. That'll help a little bit. But it's really the Federal Reserve, our central bank, which controls interest rates. And the way to cool inflation is by raising interest rates. And they've already started. That's put a huge chill on the stock market. And it's starting to cool down the economy. They have to walk a very fine line here between not overcooling it and reducing inflation.
When they had the inflation 40 years ago, the Federal Reserve raised the rates so high, it threw the economy into a deep recession. Is it possible to stop the inflation without a major recession?
It's possible. It's a very fine line. Like I said, and back then you had Paul Volcker, who was the Fed chair, raising interest rates aggressively, 1 to 2% at each meeting, unlike anything we've ever seen. Now we're talking about a 0.25% increase at the Fed's last meeting, maybe another one coming up in 6 weeks, or a half a point increase. The Fed wants to see interest rates at around 2.5% to 3% by the end of the year. That's kind of where they were pre-pandemic. So if we get back there and we don't overcool the economy, we're going to avoid it. But the key here is consumer spending. Consumer spending is 70% of U.S. GDP. If consumers pull back, anything can happen because we rely on consumers to keep spending. So far, so good. But as prices keep rising, they'll start to pull back.
Why were they so insistent a year ago that the inflation was transitory? They called it a high-class problem. They were projecting no worry at all. Whether that was real or not, that's what they were telling people. Don't worry about it. This will pass soon. How do all the great economist brains in Washington miss so badly?
I know. It's not the first time that's happened either. And they did think it was transitory, but what they didn't look at was what was happening with energy prices. And we didn't obviously know about Russia invading Ukraine at that time. That drove energy prices up pretty high. We also did not know that we were going to have that really cold end of winter into the early spring, which made us use a lot more energy to heat our homes. Those two factors, plus the fact that we were driving really aggressively because we hadn't been on the road in a long time and starting to fly, all of those brought together the all you need to have really high prices in energy, and that's such a huge component of overall inflation.
What's the state of the supply chain now?
Improving. We still have backups at the major ports and not enough truckers to transport goods across the country, but it is getting a little bit easier. And I look at rail rates, rail car rates, and I look at shipping container rates, and both are well down off their highs. So that tells you there's more supply out there. There's more room for the supply chain to get even better. I think that's not going to become such an issue in the next couple of months, and inflation should tick down. But the big bogeyman in the equation is energy prices given Russia and Ukraine.
All right, Caleb, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia, on the inflation report. And we narrow right in on John's interest. Meat prices were up 14.8% in March from a year ago, with hot dogs and lunch meats rising at the fastest clip since 1979.
Even the cheap stuff.
It's
going up double digits.
Yeah, lunch meats. That's like bologna and salami and stuff.
Bologna and salami and ham and...
Breakfast cereal price is up 9.2%, the sharpest increase since 1989.
You know...
It's crazy.
In one of the stories today about inflation and what regular people are trying to do about it, there was one guy, father of five, he tried to sneak in an off-brand cereal into his kid's Lucky Charms box.
I'm reading it. Yes, yeah, you're right.
And so he's pouring the fake.
I'm looking at it. It's in the Wall Street Journal. Looking at it right now. Right.
He's tried to put the
he
fake.
He sneaked a bag of off-brand marshmallow cereal into the Lucky Charms box. It didn't pass.
No, kids revolted.
They had a revolt. I've seen those. If you go to, whether it's, is it Walmart or Target? Or they usually put them in the big plastic bags, and they're like the off-brand type, but they look
right.
The regular brand cereals, like Lucky Charms or Frosted Flakes or something like that.
But it tastes like dirt.
They're packed in bulk. They use huge plastic bags.
You remember generic foods?
The brand or
those black and white boxes. I used to get generic macaroni and cheese for.
And then a lot of grocery stores have their own brand, which is often cheaper of a bunch of products.
No, and it tastes like that too.
You notice the difference.
Oh, yeah. The macaroni and cheese, you notice. Back when I had no money, that's what I had. I had stacks of the black and white generic macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Well, you heard him mention in there that President Biden today... Well, here's the big story. He got pooped on. That's true. Yeah. President Biden went to Menlo, Iowa today. This is TMZ, what was described as a barn of some sort to talk about the economy.
Yeah.
And it looks like from the picture that there's bird poop just on his left lapel. And it does. It's some sort of a white substance, which is sprinkling. It's almost touching his American flag lapel pin.
Even the birds know.
Yeah. So the consensus is...
One
that,
bird to the other. Is that Biden? Let him have it.
Unleashed on him. The El Segundo Times was trying in a story this afternoon that really the underlying economy is doing fantastic. It's just this darn inflation has got people angry.
Well, yeah. Because the nation's
unemployment rate has plummeted to a near 50-year low. That there are more and more people starting to come back to the job markets.
But
most of the economic indicators say there's no chance of a recession.
The inflation increases are outpacing the wage increases.
Right.
And so people have budgets. See, the LA Times, you know, all those editorial writers, they're making six figures. So they don't know, right? They don't know what it's like to live week to week. You can't just, you know, give up an extra $40 a week for gas, you know, an extra $40 in your grocery store bill. You can't do that. It's not there. It doesn't exist. You end up putting it in your credit card, and then you got credit card interest payments to make, and it's a spiral downward. They're not living the world. Stop with the propaganda. God, I'm going to start cursing. Uh-huh. Stop with the propaganda. It doesn't matter if all this economic stuff doesn't matter if the inflation rate exceeds the wage increase rate.
Says the creation of new jobs, household spending, and business investments have expanded at a robust pace. Overall economic growth last year was the fastest since 1984.
Yeah, it's a skewed number, though, because it was coming from a lockdown. It's not coming from a high baseline.
Oh, because we're coming out of the lockdown.
We had an artificial depression in 20 and 21. It was the economy was working at half speed because the government shut everything down. So, of course, you're going to have the biggest snapback in history.
It always makes me ask the question, why wasn't that reflected in the markets, the stock markets? They did well.
Yeah, part of it is all the excess money they had because of the cheap interest rates. The Federal Reserve was lending money at 0%.
Yeah, and the markets this year are struggling a bit.
Don't underestimate the immense fortunes these cryptocurrency goons have made. They have a lot of money to play with.
So now they talk to a political analyst and said, they just need to find somebody who can be a good spokesman for the administration, like James Carville used to do for Bill Clinton. They need somebody to get out there and repeat all this great economic news. Everybody's obsessed with inflation.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, the price of food and gas. Everyone's just obsessed. What a bunch of double-talking losers. I mean, they're just everything's propaganda all the time, all day and night, these people. Just admit it. The inflation's really bad, and you're part of the reason. If we were pumping oil and gas, I mean, we got so much oil and gas underground, we should be pumping it like crazy.
All right, we're expecting sometime this hour, we'll see, a news conference from New York City about the subway shooting this morning in Brooklyn.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, don't forget, we're going to have a chance for a $100 gas card for you again in the 5 o'clock hour. And what we did yesterday is we had people beg. And then we voted on the best beggar, three of us, so there wouldn't be a tie. And that's what we're going to do again today. So stand by for that. You got to be here in the 5 o'clock hour. You come on the air and you beg for the gas card.
That's right.
It could be yours.
People were very willing to beg. They had no pride.
The big story, of course, is the subway shooting in Brooklyn, New York, and we're expecting sometime this hour an updated news conference. They're still looking for the suspect who fled from the subway car and probably right out of the station after his gun jammed when he opened fire on people. Thankfully, nobody killed but a few people, critical but stable. We were just talking about inflation, Biden inflation as it's referred to. CBS YouGov released a poll a couple of days ago asking people questions, mostly about the economy. And you know, the answers are right here, because we were just talking about an El Segundo Times column, which is trying to say it's a robust economy.
You know what?
Why can't people get past the inflation?
You know what the LA Times does almost every day? Tries to convince you that reality is not real.
Well, they're Pravda for the Democrats.
They are. I mean, yesterday it was, well, yes, Smiley Martin got out after 4 years of a 10-year sentence.
But it was an early release.
But it was an early release. Okay. And now here, it's like, well, no, the economy's really going good. A little pesky inflation. Don't worry about that. Well, 73% of the country thinks inflation should be a high priority.
Yep. For your family, higher prices have been difficult or a hardship. That answer was picked by 66% of the respondents. Only 8% said no effect. 26% use the word inconvenient. And those are people, obviously, that are better off. They continue to ask people, among those who think the economy is bad, why do you think so? Top reason, inflation, 86%. Followed by gas prices, which is tied right into that.
Now, rarely do you get any issue that has a tinge of politics in it to get 86% agreement, right? 86% agreement. And the LA Times, they have the nerve to run a story saying, no, inflation's really not that big a deal compared to the rest of the economy.
It's robust. I like that word.
If the inflation number keeps racing ahead of my ability to earn more money, why do you think I'm not happy? What's the point of having a job where I'm getting more and more money if everything costs more and more money?
Even 39% of Democrats, which makes us significant, think that Joe Biden could do more to lower gas prices.
He could pump oil. He could
open
up the pipeline. Among
independents, it's 67%, and 93% of Republicans feel that way. But even 40% of Democrats are like, he could do more.
Well, because it's simple math. Based on all the oil and natural gas we have in the ground, we could be 100% self-sufficient on oil and gas if we wanted to. He's choosing not to. That Keystone Pipeline out of Canada, which would give us about a million barrels of oil, that would have been close to being finished by now. Because I think it takes a little more than a year to complete it.
Yeah, we talked about this last month when this became a bigger story, that the U.S. domestic oil production is down millions of barrels a day from its peak a few years back.
So, at one point,
the U.S. was the leading producer.
We could make that up and then some. We have lots of resources that we're walking on. It's underneath our feet. What good is it underground? And there's no you know what's weird? There's no environmental argument to make because we're going to burn the same amount of oil. It's just we're buying it from places who are much dirtier when they drill for the oil and refine it. We're the ones that have the tight environmental restrictions on drilling for oil and refining the process. Other countries don't. You think Venezuela or Saudi Arabia cares? They don't have green fanatics running around telling them what to do. These countries are run by dictators. And this ethanol added gas that Biden is pushing for this summer, that's a dirty fuel too.
Yeah, supposedly he's crossed the greens with that one from what I'm reading.
So he doesn't want to produce our own natural gas and oil because the green religious cult is yelling about it. Meanwhile, we're getting the same amount of oil elsewhere. And it's dirtier, and the ethanol is dirtier. It's all the same planet. It's all the same atmosphere. What's wrong with everybody? It's just costing us a hell of a lot more money. For what? Temperature's not going down. China and India are not reducing their carbon footprint. So what are we doing? We're paying dictators extra money? I mean, the whole reason Putin exists in his current form is all the oil and gas that he sells.
They did ask people about immigration, too. And by the way, Biden's numbers on all the issues are under 40% approval. Crime, immigration, economy, inflation,
he's terrible.
All in the 30s. People don't think he's really worth much.
No, he's a complete joke. He's failed.
He's just bird poo.
Yeah, that bird had it right.
That bird pooped on him in the barn today in Iowa.
Yeah. I agree with the bird.
I enjoyed this one. Immigrants crossing the border. The Biden administration should be tougher, 52%. Should be easier, 20%. Who are those 20%?
It's the 20% that wants to defund the police.
I guess so.
You know, it's
among Democrats, that was even 28%. Should be easier.
It's the crowd that wants to teach 6-year-olds about all the different genders of the world. It's the people who are wrong about everything.
Even half the Democrats in this poll think that crime should be a bigger priority for the politicians. It's 75% of Republicans, but 50% of Democrats still feel that
way. That's the thing. It's like the way every news story is presented. It's like, here's what the Republicans think. Here's what the Democrats think. How about what works? Who has the opinion that is correct? Because they always present it as if both opinions are valid. They're not. One of them is correct. One of them has a policy that works more often than not. One of them has a policy that doesn't work and often is a disaster. Well, who cares how many people are in love with open borders? Open borders is a disaster. Defund the police is a disaster. Not drilling our own oil and gas is a disaster. I mean, you know, not having the police a disaster. It's all a disaster. What's wrong with everybody? Oh, this is the Democrat view. This is the Republican viewpoint. No, somebody's wrong.
If you want to see Biden get pooped on, we just posted it to the website.
And is it a video?
Seriously, it's a video. And you'll see him talking, raise his hands up, and then suddenly the bird poo appears on his lapel there, his left lapel.
Shut up. Shut up, says the bird.
Yeah, shut up, says the bird. The bird took, I don't know what he was exactly saying at that moment. Do you guys have the audio of what he was saying at that moment that he got pooped on? This is in Iowa today.
Yeah, I'm just calling it
but
up.
It's bird poop. Now, if you watch the video, there's just no way of otherwise seeing thinking of what it could be.
Oh, there's an instant replay on it.
Yeah, there's an instant replay. And then there's they go closer, right?
It goes right to his flag pin, yeah.
That's what they think of you, buddy.
Know what? That is.
And what does that tell you? He's already in Iowa. One of the early states, right?
That encapsulates the Biden administration right there. That's the photo.
That is. The world is taking a dump on you. All right, we got more coming
John
up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, your shot at that $100 gas card is coming your way in the 5 o'clock hour. That's right, gas prices, just talking about a lot this hour in the new inflation report. You have a chance to win all day on KFI. You can win with Bill Handel at 9 a.m., Gary and Shannon at 11. On this show, it's the 5 o'clock hour and 7 o'clock for Tim Conway Jr. If there were not enough reasons, and there seems to be one every week, to sign the petition to recall Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon from office. Here is another one, if you can bear it, from Fox 11. It's a report by Gina Silva about a 13-year-old girl who was stabbed, and her 13-year-old stabber gets, what do you know, probation. Here we go.
You're watching a fight caught on cell phone video between two 13-year-olds. Pay close attention to the girl wearing the black jacket. She pulls a knife out of her back pocket and stabs and slashes Eliciana Valdez. Her mother, Cassandra, who was at the park, couldn't believe her eyes.
Are you stabbing my daughter?
As Eliciana was on the ground bleeding, her biggest fear was losing her life.
Not being able to ever go out with my family again, not being able to like see another day.
She was stabbed three times and slashed once on her left arm. Her the puncture wounds punctured her liver, her kidneys, her diaphragm, and her pericardial sac.
Those injuries caused internal bleeding. Doctors had to immediately operate on Eliciana. This is the scar from heart surgery.
And I wish I could have done more to protect you that day. And I'm sorry that you're hurting.
For a year and a half leading up to the stabbing, Eliciana says she had been the victim of bullying and stalking by the same girl who attacked her.
It's almost like a Lifetime movie.
The drama was all over a boy.
She had this obsession with me because of the boy across the street. She thought we were dating, which we weren't. We were just friends.
On social media, the girl was relentless, enlisting her friends to also insult Eliciana.
She called me ugly, fat. She talked about my grandma, said my grandma's burning in hell, and F my dead grandma.
At first I was just like, ignore it, you know, you're gonna have haters, she's jealous, you know, just block her or create a new account.
She did, but Eliciana says the girl would find her online and continue the torment. Still, nothing prepared her for this fight at the park in Inglewood. Did you have any idea that she was armed with a knife?
No, I did not. You would never think a 13-year-old would bring a knife to a park or a fight or an argument.
After the stabbing, the girl posted this message to music and tagged the boy at the center of this feud.
It just makes me think even more that she's crazy and she needs help, like mental help.
The 13-year-old girl was arrested and charged with one misdemeanor count of assault with a deadly weapon and one count of electronic harassment against a minor. Cassandra received this email from the prosecutor stating, "We filed appropriate charges on this case, considering George Gascon's new emphasis on restorative justice as guided by the science and data." The final outcome? Probation for Eliciana's attacker.
What were you hoping the punishment would be?
More than probation.
Cassandra is conflicted. She believes in restorative justice, but
bad idea.
As a community activist, I fought with organizations to change the laws. And when I was fighting for these laws to change for these young people, never did we intend for somebody to commit premeditated attempted murder at 13 years old and get completely away with it.
We contacted the district attorney's office, which refused an on-camera interview, as has been the norm. Instead, Alex Bastian, special advisor to the DA, issued the following statement that says in part, "In this assault case, the 13-year-old minor had no criminal record. This disposition takes into account the safety of the victim and looks to prevent future harm by ensuring the minor also receives treatment."
I'm livid because that little girl is running around doing whatever she wants scot-free while my baby girl's home suffering from PTSD, you know, afraid to leave the house, constantly looking out of her window.
Are you afraid that she could do it again?
Yes, I feel like her being on probation isn't enough.
I'm so sorry that you had to go through what you went through, and I wish that I could do more to get you the justice that you deserve.
Cassandra says the 13-year-old attacker made a statement that she wasn't done with her daughter. Understandably, that has her extremely worried. It doesn't help that the perpetrator lives in the same neighborhood, and that's why they ran into each other at the park. A family friend is now trying to raise funds to help the family move to another location.
Here's Jack
from Fox 11 and Gina Silva.
That's George Gascon's Los Angeles County right there. I don't know if you picked up the lyrics to the song.
I heard the big line there, right?
The girl who did the stabbing posted a message, and the music was, "Would you love me more if I killed someone for you?"
She tagged the boy with that message and the music.
So she goes online and brags after the stabbing she did this.
Nice.
And go through the injuries again. Stabbed three times, punctured her liver, her kidneys, her diaphragm, and her pericardial sac, which is connected to the heart. That's what this girl did. And the mother of the victim was pushing for restorative justice. Well, now you see why that's a wrong idea, a bad idea.
Yeah, never did we intend for somebody to commit premeditated murder, attempted murder at 13 and get away with it.
What you should do.
That was not her interpretation of restorative justice.
Become an activist to put these teenage psychotics in jail. That's what you should be an activist for. Don't be an activist for teenage psychotics to get off with no punishment. Probation is no punishment. There's no consequences now. She got stabbed in three different organs. And then the crazy girl is posting lyrics celebrating the stabbing. Wow. How much lower can you get? How much crazier can you get? Gascon doesn't care. She has no criminal record. She's only 13. Yikes. I mean, Gascon has to be removed. He's like a cancer.
He's got this rock thing about minors.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't matter what they've done, they get forgiven.
Stop, you activists for restorative justice. Stop it.
Anybody under 18, man, do whatever you want because you're not going to get much of a prosecution from this guy.
There's no such thing. Psychotics don't care about, they're not sorry. They have no remorse. They don't care. It doesn't bother them to do this.
Well, you're stupid. Part of the story? She's not done with her yet.
Yeah. No, she's posting celebratory music. Basically says, "I'll do it again." What's wrong? Why don't you understand human nature? Evil is evil. Psycho is psycho. You're not going to fix it with all your silly programs. Never works. Never has worked.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champotes, KFI. AM640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, if there is ever a news conference out of New York City to update on the subway shooting in Brooklyn from this morning, we'll bring it to you here on KFI. It was scheduled sometime this hour, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen. And don't forget, we have a chance at the $100 gas card coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We're also going to talk to the Sacramento County Sheriff, Scott Jones, in the 5 o'clock hour. He has a few things to say about the shooting that occurred in Sacramento a week ago, early Sunday morning, where several people were killed, six were killed, and another 12 wounded, when it looked like a couple of opposing gang members, at least two, three, four, maybe five, opened fire on each other. We still don't have murder charges filed in that case yet. It's all gun charges against a few of the suspects. The story we spent some time on last week has an update. And this is the two guys that were pretending to be Homeland Security officers. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And they apparently befriended Secret Service agents and gave them gifts. Some of these Secret Service agents were on the protective detail for Jill Biden and Kamala Harris. They were arrested for impersonating federal officers. The update is they're out of custody. The judge did not accept the ties to Pakistani intelligence that was alleged by prosecutors as reasons perhaps to hold them without bail, but they're released.
It is wildly suspicious what they were doing. How
can
a judge
don't know?
Is there anybody judges will put away on bail? Or actually give no bail to? I mean, these two were carrying some kind of scam for 2 years.
Yeah, it's very weird. Nobody knows what they were up to.
They were compromising Secret Service agents protecting the first family. I don't get this.
Apparently, they deleted a lot of social media posts, but the judge didn't think that that was strong enough proof.
This judge fell on his head?
I'm going to deny the government's request that the two defendants be held pending trial, said Magistrate Judge G. Michael Harvey during the proceedings this afternoon in D.C.
Is it he worried what they were up to?
What we found out today, these two guys, and their names are, Arian Tehezadeh, 40, and Haider Shir Ali, 35, supposedly were inadvertently tipped off by Secret Service investigators of the investigation. Because they were so connected to the Secret Service people.
So the Secret Service personnel tipped off the two bad guys.
Yeah, it says inadvertently. I don't know what that means, but maybe they saw some sort of message because they were always hanging around with them and stuff like that. I remember when they searched this guy, they found all sorts of visas and passports and weapons.
Yeah, visas and passports.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to show up for trial?
I mean, if this was not, and they had done this for, I think it was 18 months they were impersonating.
It was close to 2 years, starting
this
2020.
This was a long-term plan of some sort, unless they're just two mental patients that thought it'd be cool to pretend to be federal agents.
No. Well, how could you find two guys who share the same mental illness?
Oh, here it is. One of the guys received an email from a United States Secret Service investigator that led him to believe he was under investigation. We don't have the details of what was in the email, but that's how he was inadvertently tipped off. And again, we told you that Secret Service agents have been placed on administrative leave because they were compromised by these two.
They were giving gifts to Secret Service agents. Why? For what return?
They were trying to ingratiate themselves
for some reason. These guys had weapons.
They had lots of guns, right?
Right. So they're weapons, and they're trying to get close to the Bidens.
Yep. Oh, and now they're saying the only reason he deleted the social media post is because he read the email and thought, well, maybe I want to get rid of some of this. But
yeah, well, what's on it? What would you delete if you know there's an investigation coming?
His attorney said it's ridiculous to suggest that my client, a man with just a high school degree, could be a Pakistani intelligence contact.
Why is that ridiculous?
He doesn't think he meets the criteria to be part of Pakistani intelligence.
What does he know?
You have to have a college degree.
They're just blustering. It's just defense lawyer bluster. Why?
It worked. They're out of custody, pending trial. So far, I mean, the charges are only impersonating federal officers, which maybe in the scheme of things don't make them dangerous, violent.
Except there's a lot worse than that going on. There has to be.
I know.
Impersonating for is the why. We know the what. What is the why? The why is the big crime, or potentially the big crime.
Yeah, several different passports they had, several different visas, a bunch of different IDs.
Everybody reacts so superficially to this stuff.
Are they really, were they really just playing around, or
who plays around? They were all, they were like, weren't they in their 30s, 40 years old?
Yeah, they were. One 35, I think one was 40.
This isn't like two 10-year-olds playing spy. I mean,
I know. I'm fascinated by this story to know what they were really up to.
Yeah, there's something. There's something darker.
What was the end game here?
All right, we come back. We're going to talk to John Kupal.
No, we're not. No, no, no.
No?
No, that's tomorrow. That got to postponed.
How did I get tomorrow's news today?
There was a late change to the show. These things happen.
All right.
What we are going to talk about is the plummeting California public school enrollment. There's a story there. Big surprise. You lock down the schools for like a year, and maybe kids drop out, and their parents say, I'm going to do something else with my kids, not the public schools of California. That and more coming up.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Marquez News, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.